Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's May 9th, 2022. Welcome to New Earth Support Team. So delighted to once again have with us
Spirit Song.
So we're co-facilitating tonight, and we're here every week to do this. Just a note, as some of you may already know, that this is the last month here, May 2022, where all the calls will be open to the public. Starting in June, the first New Earth Support Team of each month will be public, and the rest will be members only. So I want you members to know you're getting great value. Mm. And we're not just giving away the store, whether you're a member or not. So just wanted to give that reminder at the start. For anyone who's new here, just a quick overview of what we do. We'll be, after this little intro, we'll be calling in the directions of our Mesa, calling in a whole bunch of beautiful divine allies, setting a safe container to work. Then we'll escort you through the process of calling in embodied awakening, so we can be as bright and shiny and conscious as possible. And then we'll relax and be passive, and our beautiful divine allies will make use of us so we can help with the great global awakening. And in the process of doing that, we ourselves will receive beautiful healings and awakenings, acting as surrogates for the collective. Whatever happens to each of us will be multiplied like loaves and fishes, and the benefit will be given to many others. So that's what we do. Then we'll wrap up the formal container and we'll hang up for a few minutes for any questions or comments. And the formal process usually takes less than an hour, and the feedback goes as long as it goes. Once we close formally, you can leave anytime you want. Actually, you can actually leave even before we close if necessary. We do ask, if that happens, that you kind of ask the allies to ease you out of the sacred container. Everything I'm saying here, by the way, applies whether you're live or on the recording. You're participating either way. And we do ask that you do only this while you're doing it. So please, no multitasking. We all contribute to the container, whether we're live or on the recording. Again, no spectators, only participants here. So you are helping co-create the field by doing this whenever you're doing it. So please be fully present the best you can, and just give it your best shot and act like you're right here in the room with us. So that'll give everyone the best experience. All righty. Anything you wanted to mention before we start our process?
No, just grateful to be here with you all and looking forward to some beautiful energy created tonight for all of us.
Yeah, I feel it coming in already. Are you doing that? I bet you are. All right, so I invite everybody to close your eyes. Just take a breath, relax. Take a moment just to be aware of how your body feels. Not judging or changing anything, just checking into its current state. And now add any awareness you have of your energy body, the subtle energy in or around you. Just notice that if you can feel it. Just whatever's already happening. Now feel the physical and energetic all at the same time. And just don't do anything mental, but just kind of feel it, you know, lock it in memory a little bit, and maybe we'll compare a little bit later to how you feel now. So just notice this is where you're starting. So now, as we create the container, if you feel energy moving, then just feel that passively. That's all you're doing, just passively noticing the energy shifting itself in and around you. If you don't feel that, just feel your breath come and go. Whatever it's doing is fine. Please, no breath control. We're very much about passivity on these calls, so the divine can do its thing through us. So we invite you to do that while we set up the container. Would you like to set the tone for the directions?
Sure.
Pachamama, Mama Kia. Wiracocha Inti Kuichi.
Yes, sweet energy already, just from the directions being called. Each of those directions is living conscious being, and we can feel them here. Mm-hmm. All right. I'll call some allies, and then you can call some, right?
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. So for Spirit Song and myself, to get us started, we're going to call our own embodied awakening, our own unconditional love and Christ consciousness, our own service to other fourth density or higher consciousness. And now for everybody, we call Amma the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Brother Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Fox, Falcon, Hedgehog, Deer. Spirit Song, would you like to call your additional allies?
Sure. I call to Oya and Oyasere. Call to the lineage of the Pachacuti Mesa. Call to the grandmothers and grandfathers and ancient ones from all traditions. Those who have gone before and those who are with us here on the earth plane. For your ancient wisdom, we are grateful. Thank you and welcome to the Butterfly Clan who are with us so beautifully again tonight. I see a playful zebra joining us with some really beautiful medicine for us. I see Chichen, the red serpent, who is often my guide and friend. There are many from the angelic kingdom here, and we are grateful. Many hummingbirds. The energies of the ducks and geese that we often see around the lake are joining us too. And we are grateful for all of you. I bless you and thank you, all who are aligned with our higher good and for the highest consciousness of our being in any dimension, in any time. May it be enlivened and be a part of this beautiful blessing tonight. May it be so, it is so. So be it, and aho, blessed be.
Blessed be. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am.
I am that I am.
We are that we are.
We are that we are.
I am that I am.
I am that I am.
Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is.
So it is.
Everybody just relax and let this container come into place. Please don't try to make it. Just let it come, please. There it is. Thank you. So if anyone hearing my voice live or on the recording has additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent whom they would also like to invite, as long as they haven't already been called, we'll leave a moment for them to join us. So feel free to invoke any additional love and light allies if you wish. And yes, that applies even if you're on the recording. Just a moment longer for additional allies. All right, we're good. Thank you all very much. Okay. So now we're going to move into embodied awakening. So you're about, if you wish to do this, we encourage it. You're going to call your higher self into your human body. It'll come to the greatest extent that serves highest good. You're not going to get overwhelmed. And it's going to be really good. And It's going to make you an even more effective servant for the global work we'll be doing in a moment. So your ego is safe. If it doesn't like what's happening, it can, basically take the wheel again and the higher self will step right out. So no danger. If you haven't done this before, it's perfectly safe. And like I said, feels really good. So I'm going to give you an 8-word invocation here in just a moment. I'll ask you to say it out loud if you can, but you can think it silently if you must. So let's start it now. Maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Now release the words and just become really passive. If you notice energy moving inside your body, just let it move and be the witness of that passively. If you don't feel energy moving, then instead feel your breath come and go whenever it wishes. Please, no breath control. Just let it do what it wants. Either way, you're just the passive witness of either energy or breath. If you notice you're distracted, just gently return your attention to energy or breath awareness. Let the distraction do its thing in the background. It's not you. And try to use the least effort needed to feel what you're feeling. Try zero effort. And if at zero you still feel it, then stay at zero. If not, add just barely enough energy back to feel it. The less effort it takes to do it, the better. So I feel the energies coming in. By the grace of our allies, we're able to feel the overall effect even among those who are doing this as a recording. It's like we're all together in virtual reality beyond time and space. So in a very real sense, we're all doing this together no matter when you access this event, live or on the recording. Yeah, it's getting pretty sweet. Well done. If you're in embodied awakening, just relax and just rest there. You're in embodied awakening when all the following is true right now. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. It holds itself. So if that's you, as it feels like many of you are, just enjoy that for a moment. You holding space there, live or on the recording, helps everyone else participating in this call get there as well. Just be a space holder if you're awakened. And if not, just stay passive. Let the divine keep coming to you. Please remember that any effort, any willpower, any trying, any visualizing will only slow things down in this process. Your ego cannot do it for itself. It must receive it as a gift. The best way to receive a gift is with an open hand, and that means passive. So regardless of how you've done other techniques, please be fully passive for this one. That's how it will work best. Ah, that's feeling better. So we'll leave just a moment for everyone to get into as deeply awakened a state as they can. You don't have to get all the way to embodied awakening to do this. Obviously, the more awake, the better, but there's no minimum requirement. You're welcome to continue with us, whether you got all the way to embodied awakening or not. And we'll leave just a moment longer to let everyone just get fully as awake as it serves our highest good to be right now.
There is no failure here. Wherever you are, it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We are all blended into a perfect symphony of love and light, and there is no lack.
There we are. Okay, so we're ready. Allies, we come to serve. The Great Global Awakening. Allies, please make use of those who are here, live or on the recording. And please help us be surrogates, make us surrogates, so that whatever healing or awakening or process we receive personally is multiplied and sent to bless many others on Earth to assist the Great Global Awakening that's currently happening. All right, the energies are starting to move. So humans, please be super passive. Just let energy move on its own. Again, you will have the best experience and be the most helpful. If you do not visualize or imagine or use effort or willpower, if I encourage you just to relax, be with whatever is happening, whether it's pleasant or challenging, just be with what it is without resistance and just let the divine move. They are monitoring you very closely. They will not do anything that is too much. No overwhelm allowed here. And even if you are processing some challenging energies, I promise you, you'll get a sweet reward by the end. So your service will be beautifully rewarded, but please stay passive. Let the divine work through you. And they'll also make sure you're clean as a whistle by the time we're done. So that's about all you need to know. So relax and just let it roar. Rip. Move, whatever. A little dramatic there.
Flow.
Flow. I like flow. So there may be periods of silence. There may or may not be live music. We do what we're guided to do. Just be with whatever's happening and just let go and let God. Yeah, I've got a lovely vibration in my brain. Relax and enjoy if you're feeling that. Important point, if we're narrating something that is happening and it's not your experience is different, please just go with what is happening for you. Everyone gets customized experience. What we're narrating is usually what most people are experiencing. But if you're not, be with what's happening with you. Don't try to change it. Your experience is perfect. That's a sweet high vibration right there, and enjoying that very much. Feels like y'all are doing a really good job being really passive. Thank you for that. The vibration's gotten really sweet, really subtle, really high. So just relax and you'll be lifted into the highest awakening that is available to you right now. And please be fully passive. Let the awakening come to you.
I am feeling someone who is experiencing some pressure in the head area.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would like to remind you is what Benjamin said, just like receiving a gift, imagining your hands open, your heart open to receive the gift. No need to figure out what's going on. No need to be anxious, but just receive. It's all a gift. waiting just for you to just say yes. That simple. Access this sweet energy that's here. Let it flow through. Say yes.
You know, those of us with the ability to process heavy energy are normally used at some point to clear some of the heavy energy on Earth. And it is an honor and a privilege to be so used. And they'll never put more through you than your system can process. And they'll process it for you. So just stay passive, let them do the work. And a reminder once again, you will be beautifully rewarded for letting this happen. And no junk will remain at the end. Yeah, so I'm feeling some people are getting a lot of heavy energy. Others are being held in an exquisite high vibration space. Feeling a lot of heavy energy flushing out my feet right now. Yeah, so a lot of action happening here. Just relax and they will let you do your part. I find service like this works best when I release my preferences. I've gotten to where I truly have no preference, whether I'm floating in bliss or processing a bunch of heavy energy. Just relax into whatever's happening. Getting pretty sweet. My brain's pretty buzzy. For those who are conscious enough, there's also a group blending happening, where beyond individuality, there's just a blending of consciousness. And you'll know if you're there. If your body wants to shake, vibrate, tremble, move in some way, if you're called to cry or vocalize, just Let it happen. Yeah, I've got both things happening. I've got a brain full of bliss, and I've got a lot of heavy energy flushing out my feet. Both and. Yeah, they've really opened the fire hose. It's really strong now.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all just relax and let it flow through. So if they're using you to process heavy energy, just open yourself the best you can. There's a special need right now for heavy energy processing. And they're saying this will be a both and. You'll feel the heavy stuff and you'll be in bliss at the same time. Both and. So if you're willing, open yourself and allow that to happen and see what it's like to be having heavy energy processing at the same time as you feel bliss. There's a new field. I wish there was words for this. There just are not. Just enjoy that new vibration that has joined us. The allies are expressing gratitude for each and every person who's with us right now, live or on the recording. They're saying, we could not do it without you. And we talk a lot about divine power and divine love, but it's really something to witness that level of divine gratitude. Shift in the brain. I'm just relaxing into that new feeling in my head. We invite you to do that too if you're also feeling that.
I'm so aware of the unique beauty of the individual ways each of us processes and opens and allows, and some with so much body involvement and some with so much deep quiet. It's all beautiful. Forms a beautiful tapestry of love and light and energy for healing that goes everywhere and blesses everyone. We are all one. One heart, one love, one heartbeat.
The allies are now inviting everyone to relax completely, not focus consciously on anything at all. Just go to zero effort and simply exist. They got you. If you're willing to do this complete relaxation, the allies will take each of us as deep into awakening as it serves our highest good to go. It's already happening. So we invite you to relax and just be and receive this beautiful blessing, which of course will be awesome for you, but it will be shared with the collective too. So now my perception is that having relaxed into your deepest possible awakening, now they're processing heavy energy through us in a much more efficient way. Because the more awake you are, the more easily the heavy stuff transmutes. Still stay passive, let them do it through you. But you might notice that more heavy energy is going through you and it's being processed more quickly and easily. And again, if what I'm describing is not what you're experiencing, just relax into whatever is happening for you. Let it flow. new higher vibration just came in. Relax and open to that. This is some of the most exquisite energy we have ever experienced in a call. Relax and enjoy this. Now it's like they're just holding us steady at that really lovely vibration. Again, no human effort required. Just relax and you'll be held at whatever level serves highest good. And I'm beginning to be more aware of the physical body again. Feels like we're integrating. As always, this is a both and process. They're going to saturate your physical body with as much divine light as serves highest good. This can create a new normal for you, a new higher frequency that will be your ordinary everyday consciousness. So I encourage you to relax and just let them saturate you with as much light as your body's ready for.
I'm hearing the sweetest sounds of children's laughter. Playful, echoing gently through the waves of the power of the love and healing energy that has been created.
So as all this light comes into your human body, there might be a little bit of discomfort. I'm feeling a little nausea personally. So just relax into whatever challenging energy you might feel. Just be present with it. They'll take care of it for you. They're doing a little final healing round for the planet at this moment. So once again, it's a both and, all that sweet bliss and some challenge all mixed together. Each person getting their own unique blend of that according to their ability to serve and willingness to do it.
So many different things can be happening at the same time, and there's no need to orchestrate, but be a witness, a grateful witness.
I'm feeling pretty solidly back. Mm-hmm. So before we close, we had you check in to feel your body and feel your energy field when we started. Do the same check-in again and see if it feels different. I feel like I got a whole new body. It feels so much sweeter. But see what your experience is. See how your body and energy field feels now. All right. Spirit song, anything you're called to do before we close the container?
No, just to express love. Mm-hmm. Gratitude for everyone here and the gift of being able to do this together.
Yeah, what a privilege.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, so we're going to close the container. And then we can hang around for questions or comments or whatever you want to do. And if you have to leave after we close, that's fine as well. So would you like to set the tone for the directions?
Wirakocha inti kuichi.
Thank you, allies, for this beautiful experience. Thanks for this tremendous opportunity to serve and be blessed all at the same time. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Allies, if you're still working with anyone who's been part of this, please remain with them for as long as it serves our highest good. Spirit Song and I ask you to remain with us always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you so very much. And before we complete the closing, they want to spread this energy beyond Earth to all other beings whom it will serve. So let's just take a pause here in the process and just relax. And there they go. So they're radiating energy out to other places, other planets, galaxies, universes. So just let it go. And none of us is losing anything personally. When you share like this, it just gets multiplied. No energy is lost. The universe is infinitely abundant. Woo! You can feel how sweet it's getting as we just share. It's good to share. Yeah. Okay. Shall we clap on three?
All right.
All right. Allies, where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate? And to whom? One, two, three. Thank you all for being here. If you're not yet a member of Awakening Plus, we encourage you to check it out, awakeningplus.com. Try us for $1 for 30 days. See if you like not only these live events, but all the amazing stuff inside the membership. I won't go on about it, but just go to awakeningplus.com and take it all in. And I am happy to serve you at astroshaman.com if you would like to work with me for astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, anything I offer. Spirit Song does not currently have a working site, but you can reach her through me, or you can email
dancinginthelight1188 @gmail.com.
Yeah. And if you don't remember that, just email me and I'll pass it along to her. And she does astrology, healing, a whole bunch of awesome stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of the same things you do with a little slightly different flavor.
Very different flavor. And you can feel her vibe, feel my vibe, whoever you're drawn to work with, just go for it. We're happy to serve.
Yeah.
So anyhow, thanks. Mm-hmm. And let's open it up for feedback. So let me allow unmuting. Give me a sec. Okay, so you are now able to speak. If you're on the web, then just click that little microphone icon to take the red stripe off and you'll be able to talk. If you're on a phone, *6 will do the same thing. If you'd rather type in the chat window, that's fine too. All modes of communication are welcome. And if no one's talking, we can just sit and marinate in this awesome energy, which is still quite with us. Still feeling good. Some people may just still be too altered to speak. That happens sometimes.
That's pretty deep.
Yeah. Well, this may be a zero feedback call. That's okay. You don't have to do that. Oh, wait a minute. Brian typed, wow. Extraordinary energy tonight. Thank you both for leading us in this beautiful ceremony. Continued blessings all. Thank you, Brian. Thanks for that beautiful feedback.
Thank you for your beautiful energy.
Yeah, Brian's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not the only one.
No.
Vivian says, thank you all. Thanks, Vivian.
Thank
from Australia.
You. Yeah.
I'll just briefly mention the book writing is going really well. I'm typically putting in several hours a day on the book, and it's coming together really beautifully. So really happy that I'm in the writing flow, and that thing will be here before you know it. And that, of course, is the book that goes into the invocation system. That is such an integral part of Awakening Plus. Anyone else want to chime in with anything? Do you have anything you want to share?
Well, just kind of on a personal note, how exciting it is for me to watch you lit up working on your gift that you're getting ready to give to the world. And
yeah,
I love that.
It took me a while to get rolling, but boy, I'm in the groove now.
Yeah,
it's fun to work on it.
Oh, Brandy, thank you all. Great energy, great evening. Spirit Song, what all will you be covering in your event next week? Well, that next Wednesday night is when I'll be presenting.
Is it the 16th or the 23rd?
Okay.
Let me double check that date, guys. Want to make sure we get that right. It might be next week. Oh, yeah. Spirit Song is the 18th.
18th, that's what I was thinking.
So that'll be in 9 days. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From here to the 9th.
And so just to answer your question, you know, in my life, I've had a lot of physical challenge. Not as much emotional until after the stroke and other events magnified some of those things for me. But what I've been experiencing for myself, what has come to me as a way of using that intensified energy rather than resisting it as a gift, allowing it to be received as a gift and offering it as a blessing to the world in some very unique ways. So we'll be doing, I'll be sharing that, and then we'll be doing some of that experientially together to be empowered for anyone who has any of that kind of challenge for themselves or for others that you may know, to be able to share another way to use it in a good way, not be captured by it. It is distracting sometimes, but it is that power that comes through the distraction that if we are aware and willing and ready to do it, we can shift it into some pretty powerful blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds awesome.
Thank you for asking, Brandy.
Anyone else have anything? All righty. Mm-hmm. Anything else you'd like to share before we close?
I feel complete.
All right, so do I. Thank you all so much. Wow, what a night. This is the best of. They always called that as it was early in the night. I said, this is going to be a best of call. And boy, did they get that right. Mm-hmm. Powerful, powerful. So thank you all for helping mm-hmm. co-create this.
It is still strong.
Yep. Susie just typed that. Thank mm-hmm. you, Susie.
Thank you.
All right. Well, enjoy it. It may last a while. So mm-hmm. even after we close this, you can hang out with the energy if it's still there for you. Mm-hmm. Many blessings to you all. So grateful. And until we meet again, good night.
Good night.